This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of a harvest in Gospel Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 16. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord over the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." What is the harvest? Question 2. In verse 3, "Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." What does the phrase of lambs among wolves mean? Last question 3. In verse 12, "But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city." Why will it be so? Why will it be so? First, we want to see background. Luke chapter 9, verses 52 through 56. Jesus tried to go to Jerusalem, rejected by Samaritans. Then Jesus stayed in Galilee area. This ministry was the Jesus' last 6 months ministry on the earth. 52 through 56, "And sent messengers before his face, and as they went, they entered a village of Samaritans to prepare for him. But they did not receive Jesus, because his face was set for a journey to Jerusalem." So Galilee area, Jesus was coming down through Samaria area to reach Jerusalem. Then Samaritans rejected Jesus and Jesus' disciples. "And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, 'Lord, do you want us to command the fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?' But Jesus turned and rebuked them and said, 'You do not know what manner of a spirit you are of. For the Son of Man," Jesus, "did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.' And they went to another village." So Galilee area, Jesus stayed there. So here, verses 1 to 12, 7D appointed. After these things, this happenings, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them 2 by 2, so 35 teams, before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So after these things, after rejected by Samaritans, 7D versus 12 apostles, 7D were received limited authority. So verse 9, what authority was given by Jesus to 70? Verse 9, first authority to heal the sick, ill people. Number 2, announced, "Say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." So two things are authorized by the Lord Jesus Christ to 70 disciples. Number 1, the power to heal the sick. Number 2, pronounce the kingdom of God has come near to you. The kingdom of God has come near to you actually means announce the fact that Jesus, the King of the kingdom of God, comes near to your area, particular area. So before Jesus reaching there, the 70 people, you know, two of them, each of them, to heal the old people and announce that Jesus is coming here. You know. So also here, a little different, 12 apostles were trained by the Lord Jesus Christ for about 3 years. So, but the 70, the people, not much trained, like 12 apostles. But here, certain the power, authority was given by Jesus. So also 70 is an interesting number. So Book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 16, 17, the first time 70 people came out of the Bible, the Lord said to Moses, "Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and office of them, bring them to the tabernacle of a meeting, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone." Basically, Moses, the managing, handling the people's problem, those seven people assisted the Moses to handle the people of Israel. So basically assistant to Moses, like that. Also in New Testament, the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is the Jewish court. There's 71 members, including one high priest being president. So Matthew chapter 26, verse 3 said, the three classes, and the chief priest class, then scribes, then the elders of the people. So three classes are included by Sanhedrin, okay, are contained by Sanhedrin in a court. So also we see in the New Testament, in the Jewish Christians, most of the Jewish Christians could not speak in Hebrew, but the Greek word. So 70 people, 70 scholars translated the Hebrew Bible into the Greek Bible. That's called Septuagint. Septuagint Bible, also 70 people together translated the Hebrew Old Testament, plus in the New Testament. Verse 2, then Jesus said to them, the disciples 70, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So what is a harvest? Harvest, the commonly understood as evangelism. So, but Jesus defined in John chapter 4, verse 36, Jesus defined, harvest, John chapter 4, verse 36 here, "And he who reaps receives a weight and gather fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together." So verse 35, "Do you not say," the disciples said, "they are still 4 months and then comes the harvest." This disciple told about harvest by sight, not the spiritual sense in harvest. So 4 months later, the harvest will come. But behold, look, Jesus say to you, "I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." Jesus, the spiritual realm, Jesus told his disciples, "And he who reaps receives a weight and gather fruits for eternal life." Jesus told us to gather fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows will deliver the salvation gospel and souls, and he who reaps may rejoice. Reaps meaning accepting salvation gospel, the people to accept the salvation gospel joy. Here Jesus defined harvest is the time to gather fruit for eternal life. The time gather fruit for eternal life. In spiritual sense, harvest. So which Jesus means. So also here, the salvation time is now. The 2 Corinthians, not letter, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus said, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time." Now accepting time. So the gospel is here. So up to you whether or not you accept or reject. Now accept time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The day of salvation means salvation day, including accepting time, blessing, you know, water baptism, you know, repent, so many, you know, the estra. So the day of salvation, a little, you know, longer, you know, time. The day is 24 hours, you know, longer time, but accept time. You know, the, so now is you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, then the, you know, people, people, you know, you compassed, you know, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, so to repent your sin over unbelief, then baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, by immersion of water, you know, or certain case sprinkling. So like that kind of ceremonial, you know, requirement, you know, and so on. So always, you know, the harvest time is now, you know, today, not later. So verse 3, "Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." Here we see, you know, just praying, you know, to the Lord, you know, to bring the laborers to harvest. Then go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs. Lambs meaning, you know, sacrificial animal. So lambs is here, you know, implied in 70, the disciples among wolves. Wolves, opponent, opposition, you know, enemies, you know, against the delivery of the gospel, against evangelism, kind of thing. You know. First of all, carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. Money bag, knapsack, you know, sandals, you know, ultimately, you know, belong to God. You know, God, you know, so all things, you know, belong to God. So, but they carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, which means do not rely upon, you know, any other thing rather than, you know, the power of God, only relying upon God, you know. That is a point, you know. Zechariah chapter 4, you know, verse 6, "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power." So any creature power, you know, people's power, money power, you know, not by might, any power, but by my spirit. So the Holy Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So the Torah depend upon, you know, God, you know, the Holy Spirit. Here, you know, greet no one along the road. So here is similar to upon your calling over God's mission. In priority, you should focus on, you know, God's mission over any other subsequent requirement like that, and, you know, greeting, not really kind of subsequency, you know, over any subsequent happening. So we see in Luke chapter 9, you know, verse 57, 62, because now it happened, they journeyed on the road. There, someone said to Jesus, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have a nest, but Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then Jesus said to another, "Follow me." But he said, follow me upon Jesus' calling. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. So the Jesus' calling is superior to any other supplicants here, you know, let me bury my father in funeral service. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. Dead means spiritual dead people bury their own dead, while you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another one said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and be them farewell who I am, my greeting to them. And don't do. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So whenever you called for kingdom of God, you know, always a priority, duty for kingdom of God, you know, mission, not, you know, the subsequent things. So in the same logic here, greet no one along the Lord. But whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house, you know, Hebrew word, you know, shalom. And if a son of peace is there, so a son of peace, which means the host, you know, accept, you know, peace, you know, accept disciples, two disciples, you know, two wanting disciples, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. So the host reject the disciples who said, you know, peace on this house. That moment the peace would return to the disciples who taught. So that is God's way. That's why, you know, we, whenever we meet people, you know, we give, you know, blessing, you know, to them. So if they do not, you know, accept our blessing, their blessings return to us. You know, that's God's way. So seven, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy for his wage. Here, fellowship, koinonia. So yours, you know, fellowship, you know, with the house, you know, family members together. The disciples had a fellowship. So also Jesus indicated laborer is worthy over his wage. Wage is indicating here the eating, you know, drinking, you know, the beverage or eating food, you know, that is you know, wages. So labor, you know, spiritual labor for the kingdom of God is entitled to receive those eating food, you know, drinking beverage. So also the 1 Timothy chapter 5, you know, verse 18, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. Laborers for the kingdom of God is worthy to get the necessity for, you know, survival, you know, like that. So then is whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. So enjoy, you know, given food. Yeah. Verse 9, and here the seven disciples' authority here. Number one, the authority given by the Lord to heal the sick, and say to him, the kingdom of God has come near to you. That means announcing, you know, the fact that Jesus, the King of the Kingdom of God, comes near to your area. So, but whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into its street and say, so somebody rejected you, the Jesus' disciples, then the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. That is a symbol of a separation between Jesus' disciples or Jesus and them, the rejectors. So it's like wipe off dust on sandals, which meaning the separation between Jesus and rejectors. So note this, Nevertheless, know this, the kingdom of God has come near you. Anyway, the king of the kingdom of God is coming near your area. So certain hosts accepted, certain hosts rejected your area. Verses 12 through 16 regards judgment according to the knowledge that people receive. Judgment according to knowledge that people receive. Means more knowledge, more required. Less knowledge, less required. That kind of thing. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day. That day meaning that day of judgment for Sodom and then for that city. That city meaning here, that city were rejected. So they, you know, received the message, the kingdom of God has come near you, message. So the Lord Jesus Christ is coming near you, message, and rejected. They have their knowledge. But Sodom, no, you know, Jesus Christ is coming to you, no such knowledge in the Old Testament. Woe to you, Chorazin. Chorazin is 2 miles north of Capernaum. Here, let's see, Luke chapter 12, you know, verse 46. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few, but do not know. So no knowledge. No knowledge, the sinner without knowledge receive the penalty, little few. For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. So the sinner who have a lot of knowledge will be required, meaning will be punished more. And to whom much has been committed over him, they will ask the more. Also, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, the same token. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the words spoken through angels proved steadfast firmly, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. So those who heard the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and rejected Jesus would be punished more than the people who rejected Jesus without hearing over salvation gospel. So Chorazin, 2 miles north of Capernaum, so Tyre and Sidon got, you know, punished in the Old Testament due to arrogance in the light of Ezekiel chapter 26 through 28, you know, talks about here the Tyre and Sidon had no opportunity to hear over the kingdom of God has come near you, you know, obviously. Chorazin heard that. But if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sack, clothes and ashes. Mighty work, you know, Jesus, you know, mighty works, you know, 5,000 people, man, you know, feed up. Also, Jesus worked on the water, you know, kind of thing, you know, mighty work. Behind the mighty work, you know, Jesus showed the people Jesus' power, which is of God, you know, being the Son of God and the Messiah, as the prophets in the Old Testament prophesied. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at judgment, because the Tyre and Sidon people had no opportunity to see Jesus' mighty works. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. So Capernaum will be punished to hell's Hades. He who hears you hears me. He who rejected you rejects me. And he who rejected me rejected him who sent me. So that is a basic. Jesus delegated his authority to disciples. So which meaning disciples delivered, you know, Jesus' assignment. So the hearing or acceptance of assignment, which means they accepted Jesus, because Jesus sent his disciples to deliver a message. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. So basic disciples representative for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So we are ambassadors. So the disciples are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors are basically represented for, you know, ascending country. Likewise, the disciples. So someone who hear disciple means he who hears Jesus. Someone who rejected a disciple means he who rejected Jesus. Let's see, you know, each question. In verse 2, then Jesus said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. What is the harvest? This is a spiritual sense in the light of spirituality, means the time to gather fruit for eternal life. Question 2, in verse 3, go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. What does the phrase of lambs among wolves mean? Lambs means disciples sent by Jesus. Wolves means opponents or opposition against the gospel. Last question in verse 12. But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city where the residents heard over gospel. Why will it be so? Because that answer, Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. So the more given, the more required. The fewer given, the fewer required. So against the knowledge which he heard. Let's sing song all together, Amazing Grace. So we'll finish today's Bible study.